Infection control risk assessments. Healthcare organizations plan for infection control when designing, constructing, or renovating facilities. The guidelines of the Facility Guidelines Institute, FGI guidelines, require healthcare facilities to conduct an infection control risk assessment, ICRA, which is a documented process to assess the impact that construction and renovation work will have on IPC programs and practices and to ensure that new construction is designed to meet the needs of the patient population. Key point: not all authorities that regulate healthcare facilities use the FGI guidelines, but most refer to some version of them when establishing their codes. It is important to know which version, if any, relevant regulating authorities use. Per the FGI guidelines, the ICRA should be part of the broader facility safety risk assessment and must address construction design elements related to infection prevention in addition to the infection risk posed by the construction work itself. An ICRA should be used to ensure that patients, HCP, workers, and visitors are protected from infectious disease during construction and maintenance. The ICRA determines IPC practices required based on the type of activity being performed and the area where the activity will occur. It's a collaborative effort between IP, facilities, and the contractor. The ICRA team should include representatives from infection prevention, safety, engineering, and HCP, areas in the facility that are likely to be affected by the construction. The IP's role on the ICRA team is to assess the needs and risks of the patient, staff, and visitor populations that will be affected by the construction. Address the infection prevention needs of the patients and HCP who will occupy the space after construction. Provide evidence-based guidance on infection prevention to the project design team. Additional experts in ventilation, plumbing, specialty materials, and equipment may be consulted in order to address specific issues. Key point: because ICRAs involve multiple departments and outside contractors, it is prudent to establish policies that specify departmental responsibilities for each aspect of the ICRA. The types of work that fall under the ICRA requirement. Definitions of the terms used in the ICRA. Procedures for validating compliance with the ICRA. Any record-keeping requirements related to the ICRA process. There are 5 steps in an ICRA per ASHA's ICRA 2.0 matrix of precautions for construction, renovation, and operation. Determine type of activity. Identify patient risk groups that will be affected. Determine level of mitigation strategies needed by evaluating patient risk group against activity type. Assess potential risks to areas surrounding the project. Establish minimum IPC precautions required. The design portion of the ICRA must at least address the number, location, and types of isolation rooms, I2R, and other protective environments when the FGI guidelines or local risk assessment requires them. Special heating, air conditioning, or other ventilation needs. The number, location, and types of hand washing stations and hand sanitation dispensers when the FGI guidelines or local risk assessment requires them. The risk assessment for waterborne pathogens and measures to mitigate their risks. The selection of surface finishing and furnishing materials. Some of these requirements are expanded upon in the following discussions. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning considerations. The FGI guidelines require the ICRA team to consider whether the anticipated patient population or procedures performed in a space will have special requirements beyond the standard healthcare facility ventilation parameters. In locations where proper pressure balance relationships are critical to infection prevention, the ICRA team may determine that visual indicators of ventilation air pressure balance are necessary for locations other than airborne infection isolation rooms, I2Rs, or protective environment, PEI, rooms. Various recommendations and regulations may affect specific areas of facility design, including HVAC components, such as location of fresh air intakes in relation to exhaust outlets, combustion equipment stacks, plumbing vents, and areas in which vehicular exhaust and other fumes collect. The elevation, in relation to the ground or roof level, of outdoor air intakes and exhaust outlets. The temperature, relative humidity, and filtration levels of air delivered to specific building areas. Relationships between air changes per hour and air pressure differentials. The placement of filters and filter efficiency requirements for air handling systems. Use of ultraviolet germicidal irradiation. Commissioning, which is the process of verifying that the delivery of new construction is according to contract specifications. Policies that should be followed during construction and maintenance are discussed more elsewhere. Handwashing stations. The FGI guidelines establish the minimum number, types, and locations of handwashing stations, with the need for additional stations determined by the ICRA. Adequate and proper placement of handwashing stations is the major engineering and infection prevention method for reducing infection transmission. Handwashing station design should consider materials and installation to ensure ease and effectiveness of cleaning and disinfection. Consider currently installed station designs that are easy to use and restrict splashing when selecting designs for new installations. Design considerations with regard to handwashing stations include the following. Faucets. Non-touch fittings may require extra attention to maintain pressure and temperature. Risk assessments are recommended to determine the appropriateness of electronic eye faucets in various settings. Some non-touch electric sensor faucets need to be evaluated as to what would be done in the event of a power outage. Location. Stations should be conveniently and accessibly placed but positioned so as to prevent splashing on nearby equipment and supplies. Areas beneath sinks should not be used for storage, and surfaces adjacent to fixtures should be non-porous to resist fungal growth. Soap. Built-in, refillable soap dispensers should be avoided. Washable dispensers with disposable cassettes are preferred. Drying. Sufficient space must be provided for towel dispensers and waste disposal. Ideal designs dispense towels without direct hand contact. If air dryers are used, avoid designs that will lead to possible contamination through recirculation of air. Aerators. These are not recommended, though proper sink design and regular cleaning will reduce risks posed by their use. Sink controls. Faucets may be operated by elbow, knee, or foot-operated controls or automatically through electronic or other sensor-driven controls. In general patient care areas, hand-operated fixtures for routine hand washing may use single-lever or wrist-blade devices. Electronic controls save water and offer no-touch operation. However, the inability to adjust water temperatures may lead to a higher concentration of microorganisms. Surfaces. The FGI guidelines specify the types of substrate used for laminate counters with hand washing sinks. Porcelain, stainless steel, or solid surface sink counter materials do not suffer from delaminating due to water damage. Plumbing. ANSI/ASHRAE Standard 188-2015 discusses the role of a facility water management team during construction and renovation. A 5.2 in the Annex for Healthcare Facilities, representation from the facility's water quality management team can assist in evaluating the potential impacts of the construction on the water management plan. The ICRA and water quality management teams should also discuss the procedures and schedule used for flushing and disinfecting the system when construction is completed but prior to occupancy. In addition to the FGI guidelines requirement of a risk assessment for waterborne pathogens, the ICRA team should consider how to reduce Legionella risk in healthcare facility water systems. The guidance recommends that healthcare facilities have a water management plan to control the growth of Legionella and other waterborne pathogens in plumbing systems. Design drawings should show the planned water distribution system, including design temperatures, temperature monitoring points necessary to confirm design temperatures throughout the system, sampling points, treatment points, and draining provisions. During renovation projects, the water quality management team may request routine flowing of water lines not used regularly in order to ensure that chlorine or other disinfectants in the water remain at effective concentrations for controlling bacterial and biofilm growth. Plumbing deadlegs are sections of pipe with one end capped or those that are so rarely used that the water inside becomes stagnant and a risk for microbial amplification. Consider the removal of plumbing deadlegs encountered or created during the planned project. When intentionally creating a plumbing deadleg for future expansion, include a valve to isolate it from the flowing main until it is connected for regular use. If existing deadleg piping cannot be removed, a valve may be installed to isolate it from the flowing main so the abandoned pipe may be left in place. Well-located isolation valves, recirculating plumbing systems, and connections for injecting chlorine or other disinfecting solutions can make it easier to manage future shutdowns for repair, renovation, or management of a pathogen outbreak. Surface finishes and furnishing material. The FGI guidelines include the selection of surface finishes and furnishing materials as an ICRA requirement during the planning phase. Ideal surfaces and materials are durable, compatible with the facility's cleaning and disinfection practices, and resistant to damage from moisture. Surfaces and materials in patient care areas in particular need to be impermeable to body fluids. The guidelines require that all walls in healthcare facilities be washable and that those near plumbing fixtures be scrubbable and resistant to water damage. Vinyl wall coverings are discouraged because they trap moisture in the wall, creating the potential for fungal growth, especially on exterior walls or where plumbing leaks are likely. The guidelines also provide specific floor design requirements for some types of healthcare spaces. Recommendations for the type of floor surface to facilitate the safe use of patient handling and movement equipment is a part of the patient handling and movement assessment. Key point: carpet may be the preferred flooring surface for lobbies and other high-traffic locations because of its sound deadening properties and ability to trap dust. If carpet is used as flooring, it must have an impermeable backing and welded seams to prevent any spilled liquids from reaching the subfloor below the carpet. Carpet is not appropriate in areas like laboratories, EVS, or nutrition, where spills and soiling are likely, nor is it appropriate in any location where exposure to blood or body fluids is likely.